This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we bring you Over the Back Fence, a community variety show recorded at the St. Main Theater in historic downtown Lanesboro and hosted by Damon Prestiman. The theme for May is yellow. You'll hear songs like Yellow Submarine, Mellow Yellow, and Chiquita Banana. You'll also be entertained with original skits, jokes, trivia, music, and fun. May's musical guest is the Ravensfire Band, a group based out of Spring Valley, Minnesota, that plays Irish traditional music, folk songs, instrumentals, and original music in the style of familiar Irish tunes. We invite you to an evening of entertainment with Over the Back Fence on this episode of The Live Feed.
Embarrassing yourself. You're acting like a yellow belly.
Just help me, would you?
All right.
How do I get out of here if I need to get out in a hurry?
Okay. There's one exit over there, and like probably these people will be using that exit.
Well, I don't want to use that exit.
Oh, stop your crying. You're acting like a yellow belly.
How else?
There's another exit over there through those big doors the way the people came. So Okay. Now you know where the two exits are. So Okay. Stop your crying and stop acting like a yellow belly.
Weren't you scared a little bit looking out here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, as several of you know, each month we pick somebody from the studio audience to help us open the show. Next month, it could be you. Could be you. Tonight, we have Jan Olson from Burnsville. Come on up, Jan.
Hello, I'm Jan Olson, as previously mentioned. And I'm here to welcome you to tonight's performance of Over the Back Fence. As you probably noticed, the theme is yellow. And ironically, this is the very first Over the Back Fence I've ever been to. I've never even been in the theater before, but I have a friend that's very persuasive. Our host is Damon Prestiman. And on piano, we have Heidi Dibbing. And now, here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to Over the Back Fence, a presentation of Lanesboro Arts. We're celebrating our 22nd year! Our theme tonight is the color yellow, and we've got special musical guest Ravensfire. We'll also be hearing from a few of our sponsors, including John Smith of Cedar Valley Resort, Ken Grainer of Merchants Bank, and Eric Bridge, head chef at Riverside on the Roof Restaurant. I am your host, Damon Prestiman, and please welcome tonight's special guest, musical director, Heidi Dibbing! Heidi, it's a little bit like old home week around here tonight.
Feels really good to be with you, Damon.
Oh, man, it really does. Heidi and I go way back to the show 22 years ago. Heidi and I were on this show together.
Is that when you lost your hair?
That's when I lost my hair.
It wasn't my fault he lost his hair.
Oh, wait a minute. I think they were talking about you.
No.
Oh, no. It was me they were talking
Same
about.
Same haircut, little different color.
It was me. It was me they were talking about. And yes, I did lose my hair around year three or so of this show.
That wasn't my fault either.
Tonight's theme is the color yellow.
Yeah, what's with you?
This is yellow, but look. I brought down yellow stools. It's the best I could do tonight.
Look what I brought. There's enough for everybody.
Whoa! Really? There's all kinds of jokes there that I'm going to just let go right by.
I thought of that after I picked them up, but
yeah,
you're being
good.
Thank you.
See the gang has gathered. I'll bet you they've got a song to kick us off on our celebration of the color yellow. Here's the Over the Back Fence gang.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the seas, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So he said, door, and the band begins to play.
The Over the Back Fence Gang with Yellow Submarine. You know, there's yellow roses, there's yellow pansies, but when I think of a yellow flower, I think of daffodils. How about you, Jane?
I do indeed, and so did William Wordsworth. I am going to read to you, I'm going to orate a poem by William Wordsworth. And many of you have heard this and probably had to memorize it in school. If not, just know that hundreds of school children in America have had to memorize this many, many years ago, no longer. So oration used to be one of those arts. So I'll try to bring it back a little bit. So I wandered, lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle in the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of the bay. 10,000 I saw at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. Often, when on my couch I lie in vacant or pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
Thank you, Jane, with the great poem, Daffodils.
That was really cute. Damon, did you have to memorize that?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. Thank you, Jane, for letting us hear it.
You did, Rita? Oh, man.
Not a good memory.
Well, thanks for sharing. I didn't realize this was going to turn into a therapy session, but... We're here for you, Rita.
Thank you.
Need, Rita, we're here for you.
Thank you.
Maybe if you sang a song, it would brighten your day.
It will. Thank you.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Heidi.
I'm beginning to see the light, featuring Heidi Dibbing on piano.
Mr. Prestonman?
Yes.
Can I talk to the audience just a bit?
Well, this is a little unusual, but yes, I think we could allow that, ma'am.
But I'm Mrs. Monlux, and with my friend Frieda Schluter, we run the variety store down at the end of the street, way down near the corner where the furniture store is. And I want to tell you about what's coming up in a few weeks. On Memorial Day weekend, you've heard of that, haven't you, Mr. Prestonman, where we honor our veterans?
Oh, sure.
Yes,
sure.
Okay. Well, we're going to do something really special. You may have noticed when you drive 16 out towards Preston, have you seen the tents going up out there? The CCC boys have come to town. This is so exciting. And since they are coming and they're going to be busy working all over our community, we are going to do a special weekend for them. We're going to entertain them with a live radio show. You know about that, Mr. Prestonman and the cast here. We're going to have one of those. And then, this is really exciting, they're going to do a dance marathon. You've heard of them in the big cities where they dance and dance till they almost drop. Lars. I tell you, we got to watch some of the men in this town. We're not worried about the CCC boys. We're worried about people like Lars. But anyway, it's a Memorial weekend, and on Saturday and Sunday, you can come see the presentations that we're going to do for the boys. You start at the museum right downtown here, and then you follow us around town to the different places in town, and I'll even show you my variety store with Mrs. Schluter. We have a great business down there. So on Memorial Day Saturday, 1 and 3, and again on Sunday, 1 and 3, and we hope to see you there. Mr. Prestonman, I don't know if I want him to come.
I'm not even sure I want him to share the stage with us.
Is there anything we can do about him, like an exit?
I know where they are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That sounds like fun. That. Now, that's coming up Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, not next weekend, because then we have the Standstill and the Bluff Country Fiddlers. It's the next weekend.
All right. That sounds great. Yeah. We will look forward to that.
And you'll see all these wonderful CCC boys all over town. They're so cute.
Say, Heidi, this really nice lady just stopped by to tell us about something going on in a couple of weeks. It was really kind of neat.
Did she time travel?
She had me stumped for a split second there. But luckily, Lars brought it all together for us.
Oh, that Lars. Oh, he's as bad as Ollie.
I wish there was someone that could bring some sanity to this show. Maybe Zena could for us.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say bananas like to ripen in a certain way. When they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You could eat them in a salad, you can eat them in a pie, any way you like to eat them, you just simply cannot beat them. But bananas like the climate of the tropical equator, so you should never put bananas.
That's Zena with Chiquita Banana. Woo, for me. Now, I don't know if any of you were thinking this while I was listening to the Chiquita Banana song sung by Zena, but perhaps you were thinking, she's way too young to remember that song. Right? Because I don't think they run those ads anymore, at least.
Yeah, but we could have also.
Yeah, we could have. We most certainly could have. Well, I see Carolyn over the back fence. What do you have for us tonight?
Candle on the Water.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I'll be your candle on the water. My love for you will always burn. I know you're lost and drifting, but the clouds are lifting. Don't give up, you have somewhere to turn. I'll be your candle on the water. Till every wave is warm and bright, my soul is there beside you. Let this candle guide you. Soon you'll see a golden stream of light. A cold and friendless tide has found you. Don't let the stormy darkness pull you down. I'll paint a ray of hope around you, circling in the air, lighted by a prayer. I'll be your candle on the This flame inside of me will grow. Keep holding on, you'll make it. Here's my hand, so take it. Look for me reaching out to show, as sure as rivers flow. I'll never let you.
Freeze with Candle on the Water. Heidi, you know, you and I were visiting a little bit earlier before the show, and we were talking about all the different guests that we've had on Over the Back Fence over the years, and our next guest tonight goes back with us a few years.
I think they go back to close to year one.
Yeah, it very well could have been year one.
You had
one.
A different name. You were Irish Minstrels, but I think we've been together forever, Melissa.
Yeah. Wow, that is something.
I'm glad I'm not that old.
Larry, that, you are that old.
That voice you hear is a member of our next guest. Please join us in welcoming Ravensfire.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're glad to be back. The one thing we have in our band that's yellow, well, Judy has a little tiny bit of yellow in her scarf, if you look really
maybe
careful.
Maybe the goat skin on the Bowron?
That's white.
Stretching it.
And I have a little bit of yellow on my shirt, but we have a great big yellow guitar.
Oh, there we go.
And he's going to play it right now.
Easier to play than a yellow submarine.
Nice to have you guys back. Holy cow. We're going to ask you to speak into that microphone. I know you're not familiar with that, Melissa. All right. All right, so you guys are Ravensfire. Tell us, who are we looking at tonight?
Well, this is Larry Schmidt on the big yellow guitar.
Hi there.
Over here, vocals, guitar. This is Judy Havlick on the Irish drum called the Boron, and Judy's vocals as well. Judy's husband, Guy Havlick, is out in the back. He's our productions manager, our photographer, our website designer.
We try to keep him out of sight.
Yes, he's behind the scenes. He's one of the four musketeers, and my name is Melissa Schmidt, and I'm playing mandolin.
Very well, I might add. Very well. Now, that has a definite Irish flair to it. What kind of music would you call it?
We call it Irish folk.
Now, I could tell by the style of music that it was Irishy, and then I also noticed that whiskey was referenced about 11 times during the course of your first song there.
That's the folk part.
And we just got back from Ireland.
Well, this is what I hear. Tell me about that a little bit. Where'd you guys go?
Well, we would have stayed, but they ran out of Guinness.
You could have went to whiskey.
Well, we could have.
Yeah. So you went to Ireland, and what did you do? Did you have a tour planned out, or what'd you do?
Judy, you tell.
Well, so we got together four nights. All of us got together and went to pubs, each night, and played in an Irish pub. Can you imagine? That's the dream of a lifetime for me. Anyway, a lot of Guinness was had.
Played in one pub.
That's
we couldn't
right.
find the second one.
No. Oh, that's not
very true.
Either.
No. It was wonderful. The people there were absolutely fantastic. The four nights that we were there and in the pubs, they allowed us to play for hours, and they sang and they played with us and they danced, and were very, very gracious and very happy to have us playing some of the traditional tunes. They don't hear that much from people from the U.S. So we absolutely had a wonderful time and can't wait to go back.
Now, did they look at you a little funny when you came walking in, you know, as a group from America, you were going to come in and play some traditional instruments?
I'm used to that. People look at me funny all the time.
Me too. I get that a lot also, so I would have felt right at home there. So if you're heading back again sometime, bring me with if you wouldn't mind. And then what do you have coming up in the near future? Anything we should know about?
We have a new CD.
Ooh.
Almost finished. Yeah. We're counting
right
down the hours right now. Tomorrow we're playing for a wedding, and in the weeks to come we have festivals and pubs and... Oh yeah, we're at Buffalo Bill Days here, and where?
Down the street there at that pub.
We'll be at the
High Court.
The High
Court.
Yeah,
we don't discuss them. They're not a sponsor. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You'll be down the street a little ways.
We can work on that.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
We'll work on that.
I understand you might be coming to the Riverside on the Root restaurant, though, at some point as well.
Yes, I hope so very soon, too.
Well, that's very exciting. Now, please, tell us what your website is again, so I'm sure dates and things are on there.
www.theravensfireband.com.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear a couple more songs. How about from you guys? This is Ravensfire.
Sea shanty for you.
This is as close as we come to the Yellow Submarine. We learned this in kindergarten.
Also, if you know this, please do the Irish way and join right in and help us out.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? We'll lie in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. We'll lie in the morning.
Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. We'll lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey. She rises early in the morning.
Put him in scuppers with the hosepipe on him. Put him in scuppers with the hosepipe on him. Put him in scuppers with the hosepipe on him. Early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Put him in bed with the captain's
captain's daughter. Put him in bed with the captain's daughter. Put him in bed with the captain's daughter. He'll lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. He'll lie in the morning.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor?
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? He'll lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises.
Way, hey, and up she rises.
Way,
hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises.
Way, hey, and up she rises.
Way, hey, and up she rises.
Her lie in the morning.
Tried this one out in Ireland to see if it's really true and if this song really is beloved in Ireland, and yes, it is. And we had people in tears. And this isn't tourists, this is real people, real Irish people. So
we kind of stayed away from the tourist pubs. We went to like the little local ones.
We like tourists, but we went out into the real Ireland. We had a wonderful time. We would go back in a minute.
Absolutely.
That last
strength.
Song is kind of damaging.
That's not the first time I've been in trouble.
That last song was kind of damaging. Here we go. Forget all about that.
Thank you.
boy. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are falling. Tis you, tis you. Must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. And if I'm dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall
not very long. We call it our Southern Minnesota sea shanty. Here we go. That's better.
I've got sea salt in my veins. Roll and go. My life is on the bounding main.
Roll and go. Roll and go, roll and go, we're headed out to sea, you know, on our way.
Ravenspire. Check them out at theravenspire.com. Performing all over southeastern Minnesota and Ireland. Larry, Melissa, and Judy, Ravenspire. As I look over my back fence, I see Joel and Bonnie. Hi.
Hello there.
What do you have for us tonight?
We're going to talk a little bit about dandelions.
Oh.
Don't kill me!
This is Dandy Dandelion. He gets a little excited. I'm Dandy Anna. We're dandelions.
Our name comes from French dandelion, meaning lion's tooth, because of our jagged leaves.
We know that many people hate us, but it's not our fault that we're here. We're native to Europe and Asia, but people brought us here because of our many uses.
People think we evolved about 30 million years ago. We've been used by humans for food and as an herb for much of recorded history.
Historically, dandelions were prized for a variety of medicinal properties. We contain a number of pharmacological compounds.
We've been used as an herbal remedy in Europe, China, and North America for many years.
Our fresh root tea is traditionally used for liver, gallbladder, kidney, and bladder ailments, as well as a diuretic. The tea is also used as a tonic for weak or impaired digestion and constipation.
Dandelion root is hypoglycemic and is a weak antibiotic against yeast infections. It stimulates the flow of bile, that's important to all this, and weight loss.
Dandelions have been used to treat cystitis and other inflammations because we have a large number of anti-inflammatory compounds in our leaves and roots.
All our plant parts have served as food. Our leaves and flowers are rich in vitamins, especially A, C, and K.
We're also a good source of calcium, potassium, iron, and manganese.
Our young leaves are blanched or sautéed are delicious and nutritious.
And the young flower buds before they open can be boiled and served with butter or pickled. The flower heads, once they develop, are delicious, dipped in batter and fried. You should try it.
Our flower petals can be used to make dandelion wine. Everybody likes that. Ground roast roots can be used to make a caffeine-free dandelion coffee.
Lion's tooth salad is a recipe brought to America by German settlers. And dandelion leaf is approved in Germany for treatment of loss of appetite and dyspepsia.
For the Northern Hemisphere bees, we are a great source of nectar, pollen, and butterflies and moths loves us too.
We attract pollinating insects and release ethylene gas, which helps fruit ripen.
We're a source of natural rubber because our stems secrete latex. Since 2014, it has been used experimentally in the production of tires.
We're the official flower of University of Rochester, and the dandelion yellow is their official song and one of their school colors.
Just baffling.
Children love us, and maybe you did too when you were little. Did you ever rub a dandelion on your arm or put it under somebody's chin and say, "Do you like butter?" And then if it showed up yellow, they did. Did you ever hear somebody say, "Mama had a baby and the head popped off"? I just heard a preschooler say that the other day. I heard a preschooler call them a blow flower too. Did you ever blow on the white when they turn white and the seeds are there and make a wish?
Daisies, sunflowers, and you don't have to hate us. Look, $1.3 million was allocated for dandelion removal in Calgary in Canada. Good luck with that.
There's even a book about dandelions. It's called Dandelions, Stars in the Grass. Please don't hate us. Don't waste your money on getting rid of us. Let us live.
That's Joel and Bonnie with a history of dandelions. I always thought dandelions looked really nice in a field, actually.
When they're yellow, they're absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
When they're white, they're not the greatest, but
well,
okay.
And now mine are just stems, and that's not the prettiest, but hey, now I know they're good. They're good.
You should make a salad or caffeine-free coffee. Ollie's not so sure about that. I see the back fence men have gathered. I wonder what they have for us. Of Mellow Yellow. Friendship Sisters. Sisters. Man, that was nice.
That was super cute.
Must be fun to be at their house, huh?
Well, and their grandma is an absolute fashion genius. I don't know what you'd call her. The stuff she comes up with for these girls. Oh, wow.
So, girls, I want to meet your grandma after the show because I need a little bit of an updated wardrobe. So, whatever we can get for
grandma
that.
Will add color to you, I guarantee it.
Certainly. Oh, no. I got my troublesome neighbors I see over the back fence. Ole and Lars are here.
Hey, you know, I was thinking this time of year, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's different for you to be thinking, but what were you thinking about?
Well, you know, it seems to me that there's something happening on that Whalen.
Yeah.
Next week, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's when they start drinking.
What are you talking about?
The Moonshine Festival.
There you go again. You know, I know your hay hook didn't quite go up to the top mow up there, so what are you talking about?
No. I've seen it myself.
Yeah, tell me about it then if you think you saw it for yourself then.
They bring this big old still right out in the middle of Main Street and they stand there.
You idiot. That's not a moonshine festival.
What is it then?
It's the Standstill Parade Festival. You don't know what you're talking about. Talk to me.
You know him?
Yeah, Stan?
Still.
Yeah. Next week.
He started drinking that moonshine. He's stiff as a board.
Hey, speaking of Waylon,
hey,
we got a little ditty for you that we want to put together. Or you got more you want to talk about first?
No, I ain't got no more, but I'll tell you what I did. Sure. I wrote a couple of lyrics down, and I wanted you to sing it with me.
I'll be glad to help you out.
Heidi, would you play our key of Z, please?
Key of Z.
There's a yellow rose in Waylon, the biggest I ever see. Nobody ever could miss her, not even someone like me. I met her back in high school, that's when things fell apart. I think she really loved me right from the very start.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Waylon ever saw. Her lips are sweet as candy, but she's wanted by the law. You may talk about your rhubarb and praise its tangy tea, but the yellow rose of Waylon, she's as sweet as she can be.
Oh, boy. I kissed her once behind the barn when the starry skies were bright. But when Lena found out what I did, we got into a fight.
Yeah, what do you expect?
She threw her right hook at me and knocked me for a loop. Lena hit me really hard, right in my big old snoot.
Yeah, she knocked the teeth right out of your mouth. You cried out one big hoot.
Oh, boy,
now all you eat is applesauce and chicken soup to boot.
Yeah, I know what you're
Lena sat right down on top of you and said, I won't do that no more, didn't you? Yeah, she really has a temper. Holy cow, that was a dreamboat sore.
Oh, she was mad.
As for the yellow rose of Waylon, I can dream of days gone by. Cause if Lena caught me looking, I would have a big black eye. You may talk about your rhubarb and praise its tangy tea, but the yellow rose of Waylon, she is sweet as she can be.
Don't you know it?
Ole and Lars with an ode to the yellow rose of Waylon. Man, I like how their accent doesn't go away when they sing. It's all right by me.
They're quite the guys. You know.
They're quite the guys, you know, then there. Yeah.
So what do you think of all this yellow on stage?
It's a lot of yellow. It's very yellowy. Very, very yellowy.
We've got a theme on the music, too. You notice the next one?
I'm noticing that there's definitely a theme going. For those of you listening at home on the radio, you're missing right now as a team of 700 people come out to rearrange the complicated set that we have going on. I see the Back Fence Gang has gathered. Let's hear what kind of yellow song they have.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the bright blue over the stream. Follow the fellow who follows the dream. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Well, we've got a few Diane's delectable desserts to offer tonight. Now, that song we just heard was from The Wizard of Oz. Please clap if you've seen The Wizard of Oz 5 times. How about if you've seen it 10 times? How about if you've seen The Wizard of Oz 15 times? Oh my goodness, those people don't really have a life. Okay. How about 20 times? Anybody? Anybody seen it 20 times? Anybody willing to admit that? Ma'am! I am holding in my hand right now some sort of delectable treat. Diane, what is it?
This is called lemon bread, and it's a different type of lemon bread that you might have had. It has coriander, maize, and caraway seed. And then it's with, if you top it with a lemon curd, it's excellent, or even put some fruit on top. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
All right, now where's my lady over here who has admitted to having seen The Wizard of Oz over 20 times? How is your skill at catching? I'm going to guess not great. Here we go. How are you feel about this? You feel like I can make it? All right, there we go. Now, stand up and do your best Oompa Loompa impression, and I will give you another loaf of this lemon bread. You want to do it. You know you do.
Do it. Do it. Do
Somebody
it.
Give me their best Oompa
do
Loompa.
It. Do it. Right. Who is it? Gretchen? Is Gretchen going to do it?
Okay. Please, please raise your hand if you are not from the Lanesboro area and you are here visiting us. All right. You do it right there, sir. I saw you. I saw her telling you to do it, to do it, to do it. Do your best. Goodness gracious! That was fantastic! All right, now I have one more, and we're going to go off script here.
No.
Please. I know, shocking. We've never had a script, so I don't understand. We're doing that all the time. Now, please clap if you've never seen Wizard of Oz. Okay, I knew there was a no communist in here, so thank goodness for that. All right, does anybody else want to? If you, okay, give me your best Toto bark. Anybody stand up? Give me your best Toto bark. I've got one more exciting loaf here. Give it a try. Can you bark?
Like a dog.
Told him not to speak to strangers. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm your friend, bud. Give it a try. It's one of those barkless dogs. Let's hear it for the young man right there. All right. Okay. All right. I have one gigantic loaf left. Ooh, and this is very, very serious. From The Wizard of Oz, I would like to hear your very best Wicked Witch of the West laugh. That kind of scared me. That kind of scared me, and it was a man. A very witchy man. Here it comes, look out, incoming. Hey, nice round of applause for everybody. All right, it's time for you guys to help us sing, all right? You guys join along with us as we sing our last song.
My only son.
big thank you goes out to Ben Maroff, our pre-show music. Let's have a nice round of applause for Ravensfire, our special guest, musical guest. Let's have a nice round of applause for our sponsors, John Smith, Ken Grainer, and Eric Bridge. And let's not forget our special guest musical director, Heidi Dibbing. A great big thank you goes out to the entire Over the Back Fence gang. Don't forget to come back right here at the St. Main Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. I'm Damon Prestonman. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again to all the sponsors that make Over the Back Fence possible, including Bluff Country Computer Works, Boots and Badges honoring Fillmore County veterans, Cedar Valley Resort, Coffee Street Fitness Center and Dance Studio, Drury's Furniture, F&M Community Bank, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, Great River Shakespeare Festival, Green Gables Inn, Lanesboro Arts Center, Lanesboro BP S&A Petroleum, Lanesboro Public Library, Merchants Bank, Niagara Cave, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Preston Foods, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Outfitters, Sally's Hair to Die For, Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law, Thrivent Financial, and Visit Bluff Country Magazine. We would also like to extend our thanks to the volunteer cast and crew of Over the Back Fence. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.